advantageous to try to, in a short period of time, give you as much fundamental research as I possibly can. And what I'm going to present this afternoon, in actuality, with the help of the Ma'ala Kama, is, depending upon how you want to use it, could be one big Shabbos to the Devasha and the Shabbos to the Devasha, or then it could be basically just a small Shabbos to the Devasha, which you can use piecemeal. How you use it will be up to you.
I'd like to start off my presentation with the Medrash Tanchuma, which quotation, page 1, quotation A, where the Medrash talks about the concept of Klal Yisrael doing tshuva, and the Medrash...
You want to use it to be one big Shabbos to the Devasha and the Shabbos to the Devasha, or then it could be basically just a small tshuva, which you can use piecemeal. How you use it will be up to you.
I'd like to start off my presentation with the Medrash Tanchuma, which quotation, page 1, quotation A, where the Medrash talks about the concept of Klal Yisrael doing tshuva, and the Medrash poses a question. It says, "Uksiv Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha," one pasuk seems to imply that his Baruch Hu himself desires to give Klal Yisrael a certain favorance, but after on there, Hashem leaves upon him. Another pasuk says, "Klal Yisrael not given any special favoritism from Hashem," and the final shot of the Medrash is, "Eisei tshuva neisul upon him." If Klal Yisrael did tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows them favoritism. The Medrash continues, "Yochel lakol hamaloymer lecha v'lo umacheres," which means to say the basic thrust of the Medrash Tanchuma is that the favoritism that entities get by doing tshuva is a special matana given to Klal Yisrael. It does not apply to Umma Sa'ola. Now, but obviously, when you see this type of medrash, a medrash taliyah, which seems to imply that the goyim don't have any ability to do tshuva and have that type of tendency as a fayim, you have to ask various questions. The one question that you have to ask is, if you look in the Mishnah, Masechtis Rosh Hashanah, quotation B on the same page, the Mishnah talks about the Abba Rosh Hashanim, the four different Rosh Hashanah during the year, Abba Parakim. When the comment of Rosh Hashanah, it says, Rosh Hashanah Kol Boi Olam, and emphasis Kol Boi Olam, Open the fund up to be Maram Shnema Hayoti Akalibam and even El Kama Asayim. Look, obviously, the emphasis of the mission of Masechta Rosh Hashanah is that the entire world is judged, both Jew and non-Jewish like, on the actual Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. We heard this morning that Rosh Hashanah is considered the end of the point to the Shonim. And the obvious question is, if they're judged, then we have a problem with this, according to the Medrash Tanchuma. The Gemara says in the Vedizor Dav Gimbal, the Kaddish Baruch Hu does not deny his creatures of this world the ability to defend themselves, to take care of themselves. How in the world can you say a guy undergoes judgment but doesn't have the ability to do tshuva? So you have basically a stira between the movement of the Medrash Tanchuma and the Mishnah Mufereshes and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. I also want to mention, to add a little more fuel to the fire, that besides the fact the Mishnah is close to the Medrash, we just have to look in the actual Haftarah we read on Yom Kippur, from the Parsha dealing with Nineveh, where, but obviously speaking, if you look in the actual text of the Pasuk, we know that Yehuda came and he gave the Besura Rav to the Anshei Nineveh, that in a couple of days from now, Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy the entire city, the Abram Yehim, and we find that the response of the leadership of that specific city was that everybody in the city, both Adam, Behem, Babak, Batsoyin, should eat everything, they should basically perform a Maisa Shal Tshuva. As the Medrash continues, the final result was that after the Anshei HaNineveh saw that they were going to be punished from the Rabbanu Shalom, so the Medrash continues, perhaps the Pasuk continues, Vayar, Elikim, Es Masayim, Kishom Medachim Arav, Yinachem Elikim Al Arash, Yidiv Al Asas Lehem, Vla Asa. Which means, but obviously the Pasuk, in Sefer Yonah, seems to imply very specifically that after doing Tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu granted them Tshuva. So based upon this, how in the world do you understand in Medrash Taliyah this specific statement of the Medrash in the Pashas and from the Medrash Tanchuma Pashas Hazinu? This is, I would say, the question number one. Question number two I want to pose is the fact that Chazal mentioned, and this is mentioned by in Yomar Makom, one of quotation C, that even though it's true that the mitzvah Shav Lozman Goram, it's a mitzvah that applies to Lashana Kula, the Rambam, based upon the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yutes, as well as based upon the Medrash on the other page, says that there are certain times of the year where tshuva is much more efficacious. And therefore he says, in Halacha Vav, Afa Mishat Tshuva Tzilka Yafal Olam, Da'atzor Yom Mishu Ben Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hu Yafal B'Yosef, Mustabelis Hi, Miyad Shanem, Nadir Shashem Yimatzai. So the famous pasuk that Darshan both in the Gemara, as well as the Medrash, that these are the days that are moved by Kaddish Baruch Hu to do the tshuva Kol Hashanah Kula, that these are the days set aside during the year to accomplish this. And the obvious question is why? What is so special between the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that tshuva is very efficacious during the specific time period. To answer all these questions, I like to start with a halakhic yisur and build into drash. The Rambam, which I have in quotation D, mentions that there is a concept of tshuva and Yom Kippur. Where the Rambam said, we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. And when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had the capacity to see how much Talek and the Chapah call a Beis HaShavrit Torah. There's manas that the Rambam says we do not have in the Mizbeach Kafara, we don't have the actual Mizbeach Kuzich for expiation. So what facilitates Klai of this manas that the good sugar? So the Rambam gives a double formula. First of all, he says, Bizman Azeh, we have the fact that Shuv is Mechaperach Av Kol Averos, that literally Shuv has the capacity to Mechap on everything. So this basically signals what the Sihah Meshtayach was able to accomplish. And likewise, they add, V'as Moshim HaKippurim, Mechap HaKushav Meshinev Hiyom Zeh Yichap Alechem. That it seems that Shuv together with Yom Kippur, coupled as a duet, are able to have the capacity to do what the Sihah Meshtayach did. In the self-same Rambam, Halakha Dalet, the Rambam then quotes the famous Brais in the Sefer Yoma, that Tehayom Tevav Amar Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the famous question, which was quoted by the Ben Azariah, did you hear about the Drush of the famous Tanir Bishmal, that there are Dalet Chalupi Kapara? There's a four different types of Kapara that exist. And then the Rambam mentions the four, the concept of a person violates the Mitzvah's Asay, She'ein Baikavis, Balach is Tshuva sufficient. If a person violates the Leis Asay, that there is no Chia Mitzvah's Bezen of Kavis, you basically have to have Tshuva and Yom Kippur the Mechafir. If a person violates pieces of Mitzvah, you have to have Tshuva and Kippur in Yisurim. And finally, if a person also is Mechal Hashem, you have to have Misa besides all the other three to finally accomplish atonement. The obvious question is, if you said in Allah HaGimel that Shuvi and Kippur are Mechapach on anything, how do you ever come to the Mitzvah of having Dalet Chalupi Kapach? The famous question all the Achronim on the Rambam deal with. And what I want to do with you is to basically, this question, going to the Tevet, is to share with you your soul, which was manufactured by the Minchas Chinuch, and with it to answer up the previous Midrashim and to build a Midrashic framework for you. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Siman Shin Son of Galut explains that to answer this Rambam, to set a specific Yisod over here, there's one more marker I have not shown you, and that is the marker on the top of page 2a. The Gemara Pei Vav on the base, in the Seftis Yoma, quotes a spira between two members of Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says on one side that Tshuva is so great, Gedola HaTshuva, she's Deinus Nasek Pishtagah, that can take a purposefully performed sin, a presumptuous sin, and for Tshuva turn it into a sin of error, an accidental sin. The other mind quoted by Resh Lakish is Gedola Tshuva, she's Deinus Nasek Pishtagah. Not only technically speaking are you able to eradicate the Ma'isa Veva from a Zadayin, but literally you're able to make it into a mitzvah. The obvious question is, these two statements of Resh Lakish are contradictory. So the Gemara answers like Kashya. Kamiyava, kamiyira. Depends upon the quality of tshuva. So tshuva miyava, tshuva miyira. What does this conceptually mean? So the way that the Minchas Chinuch brings it in is the following interpretation. What he points out, if a person does tshuva miyira, which would obviously the basic reason behind you doing the ma'aseh tshuva, is because yira's onesh, yira's achet. So could obviously what you're saying by doing such is that in actuality, if I could continue doing the ma'aseh there, I would do it. The only reason I'm being crazy is because of the fear of chet. If that's the case, there is still a roshim, some semblance of the chet around. What the tshuva does is takes away the actual culpability instead of it being amazed at being a shegit. Since, but obviously, there's no total harata, since it's being done for the concept of tshuva miyira, then you therefore have a concept of dalet chalupi kapara mentioned in Masechtas Yoma, quoted by the Rambam and Halakha Dalet. Masha'ein kain, when you have a person who does tshuva miyava, where a person is returning to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not because he's afraid of punishment. He realizes who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and we is, and he realizes the juxtaposition of man in this world, and he realizes the Tavlas Avriya. And because of this, he therefore has phenomenal charata to the point of living on to the Mi'at, the entire Tekken Yikava. When a person does a Tshuva Mi'ava, therefore, the entire sin, because of the Tshuva is totally eradicated, if it's totally eradicated, it therefore goes, the Gemara says, not only from a question of Zod Tashdaga, it literally becomes a non-entity, and therefore, for this reason, there's no reason for Dalet Chalupi Kapara, because once the whole barriers are eradicated, there's nothing else to talk about. That's the first Rav in Halacha Gimel, where it says, Shuv Yom Kippur, Am Mechapach B'Kol HaBeis Ritara. It has the same capacity as the Sihah Mishtaleah. Now, the only question you have to ask yourself, and this Maimer Chazal, everybody is perturbed about, it's one thing to say the Shuv Yom eradicates the Ma'aseh Aveirah entirely. Why does it become a mitzvah? What's that? If you're taking a ma'aseh aveirah, it's good, it's a good kunst. You violate kol ha'derech kul, and all after that, you do tshuva, you'll have a lot of mitzvahs. How is it we say the ma'aseh tshuva makes something into schuyas? What some people are not aware of is that the Rambam himself deals with this later on in Perek Zayin, quotation B in Maamar Kamos, where the Rambam makes the following statement. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, Aydam Adam Baal Tshuva Shul Merukach Mal Sadikim Ne'avandas Afkato Asher Asa, Ayn Adova King, Ela Ova Nechmati Amar Barak Ilu Yolkot Mi'ola, which means the Baal Tshuva has to realize once you do a Maita Tshuva, Tshuva Mi'ava, you literally obliterate all the Maisa Veros. Obviously speaking, not only this, but you have to realize this person is in a phenomenon of Soyam. He had the ability to taste the sweetness of sin, and now that he's Kodesh Yisrael, in order not to return to that sin that the Rambam described very pictorially in Perek Beis of the Tshuva, this requires a phenomenal amount of spiritual energy. What the Rambam is defining, why is it, technically speaking, that a person does a Zadon, and then does a Tshuva Mi'ava, becomes a Schuyos? Because since you're now in the dark of a Baal Tshuva, and since it requires phenomenal Kedushas HaYetzer for you to control yourself, it then ends up that this Kedushas HaYetzer that's required you not to return to the sin gives you such a merit, you end up basically turning the Ma'aseh Avera of the Tshuva Mi'ava into a Zechus, the concept of Kedushas HaYetzer. So according to the Rambam, therefore, what you're basically doing is taking a non-entity and making a Ma'aseh Mitzvah through the Tshuva Mi'ava itself. So we have a conceptualization in the Rambam himself how this is basically accomplished. The only problem we have to deal with, and now I want to get into some of the Rav's Torah, is what does Tshuva Mi'ava have to do with Yom Kippur? Why does the Rambam in the first page and Halakha Gimel seem to emphasize you have to have Tshuva Yom Kippur coming together to facilitate the actual accomplishment of a Tshuva Gemura, Kol HaTerekula, a total expiation? What is the actual dimension that Yom Kippur adds that Tshuva Mi'ava does not accomplish? So concerning this, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Shleima, developed the yisod and ala tshuva that I want to embellish a little bit this afternoon to help set the tone of today's shiur. So the Rashi points out if you go to Pashas Achrimos, and you go specifically to the Pashas that deals with the concept of the kapara v'kabanos, so the pasuk says over there, "K'v'yom hazeh yechap aleich u'mekaras u'mefalchat haseich u'lifnei Hashem k'tarah." The famous pasuk that deals with the concept of two major activities that are going on during Yom Kippur, the concept of kapara and the concept of tahara. What do these two technical concepts mean? So the Rashi developed the yisod that technically speaking, when a person does a Ma'aseh Avera, in actuality, two separate things are happening simultaneously. First of all, the actual Ma'aseh Avera is a merida, is a rebellion against that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Basically, the Mitzvah Sharm says in his specific Sefer, you're rebelling against the Chatzon Hashem, where he said you should not sin, and now you're basically sinning instead. So this is basically, this Ma'aseh merida, this Ma'aseh Avera is one part of the Chet process. The other concept of the Chet process is the fact that the Gemara says in the Masechet Yomer, that Avera Metzitemis Limush of Adam, that a Chet has the ability to contaminate the Neshama of a Jew, basically to take the Neshama Tahara and make it, unfortunately, contaminated. So, probably speaking, one of the Pu'ulas we're going to try to do in Dun Tshuva is to try to eradicate two things, to try to eradicate the Etzem Maisa Avera, and likewise to try to purify Neshama. So, the Feshet points that the word Kapara in the Pasuk itself basically connotes the concept of us doing a Maisa Shuvah Mi'ava, and by doing such prevent ourselves from the Inish and Midas Adin from being punished for the Maisa Avera that we did. So Kapara relates basically to the concept of human activity in the Tshuva process, where we through the Tshuva Mi'ava literally are erasing the sin and making it with this Tzchuyos, as I mentioned before, making from a Zodim to a Zosokios, to the point that we will no longer be punished by the Rabbanim Shem for the actual sin, and the fact according to Rambam, if it's done Mi'ava, we'll get a special spiritual merit for it. But the problem is that deals with the onesh. How do we basically mekara neshama? So Soloveitchik point out, when it comes to this specific dimension, this unfortunately is not in the capacity of mankind. Since the Kaddish Baruch Hu created the neshama, he basically has to be mekara. He literally has to use an American term, recycle the neshama, so to speak, to give it a new tahara. And in actuality, where do we know this from? So he says that first of all, the lashon of the pasuk says, "Ki biyom hazeh yechap aleichem." That the actual tahara, which is being accentuated by the end of the pasuk, is only the pnei Hashem tahara. The actual tahara has to be accomplished by a Kodesh Baruch Hu's own agency. Number two, I want to mention is that even in David HaMelech, famous sin of Bathsheba, if you look in Kapitel Nun Aleph and Tehillim, you will find that the basic petitional prayer, which was made by David HaMelech after he realized that the kaved ha'onish of his avera, after he did his tshuva, he then said to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to erase the sin from him. He asked Hashem to purify him from a specific avera. The basic rest of this capital, if you look through each and every phrase, which I don't have time to go through now, you'll basically see that David is accentuating the concept that Taras HaNasham is only accomplished through the concepts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. And therefore, if that's the case, the basic thrust over here is that on Yom Kippur we have to realize
that we are doing one part of the Ma'isa Kapara process by doing a Tshuva Mi'ava. But the final concept of Tara, that this should be a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metarek by Yisrael Pnei Hashem Kutorah, can only be accomplished by the agency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to share with you, as an embellishment of the Rav's Pshat, a very beautiful Abarbanel. The Abarbanel is faced with a problem between a contradiction between the Gemara Mesechus of Rosh Hashanah and the Medrash Yaltik Shimoni. The Gemara says in the actual Rosh Hashanah that we have a concept in halacha of ein kategen asas nega. In actuality, the kohen gadol cannot go lefnai lefnim with a big day kahuna or better gold, because he can't use that which was basically an agent against us, an agent advocate on our behalf. Ein kategen asas nega. Mitzad asheni, we have a concept which the medrash says in the Alfit Shimoni, that v'davka kategen asas nega, and how do we see this in Rosh Hashanah? By the fact v'davka, the kohen wears the big day has off, the makapa on the zav that was used to manufacture egel is off, so the common is the zav of the avodah yom kippurim, and it's makapa on the zav that was used for egel has off. The second concept is, since we sing of egel has off, the kohen v'davka is not to prepare, and the power play basically comes as a kapar for the actual egel has off. So we see that over there the medrash says that kategen asas nega. The obvious question is, does the cloud work or doesn't work on the Yom Tov or Yom Kippur? So the Abarbanel says, it depends upon where you're functioning. When you're functioning in the actual Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, where basically the Kohen's functioning on behalf of Shlichus Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael involved in their own pursuit of doing Tshuva Mi'ava. So for there, for the follows, you have to do a Tshuva Tamishkel. You have to Dafka use a Begishal Zav, the Mechapa, the Maisa, the gold of the Ego. For Dafka, you have to use a part of the Mechapa on the actual Ego itself. But that relates to human activity in the tshuva process. When the Kohen goes lefnai lefnim, bedaf, he puts on the big day hizot, and he basically says in this specific juncture, when it comes to the Paris Klal Yisrael, man is no longer in control of his own capabilities of tahara. This is solely in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There we bedaf to say, ain't kategen asas anega. There bedaf, you have to walk in with the big day love to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the final tahara, lefnai Hashem Kutoro, that is the only place in the world where you have Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have the ability to accomplish, and I am basically under the Evyon, I don't have the ability, with my big dekuna, my power, to accomplish that specific mission. So according to the Abarbanel, for the concept of wearing big dekuna, the dafkos and the panim, but only in outside, in the Azor, do we say, ketegen asas nega, but there's tshuva semishkol. When it comes to Hashem's component part, the giving Klal Yisrael a total tshuva, miyava, it literally erases them to give us tahara, that's only accomplished with big dekuna, to show we're desiring that purity, which can only be accomplished through the agency.
What?
I mean the Big Day 11. What did I say? Forgive me. The Big Day 11 Dafka that he wears inside, forgive me. The Big Day 11 wears inside, that the Dafka he's used as a way of showing his desire, aspiration for purity, which is basically symbolized by Hashem's intervention. So we therefore see, according to Chazal, that the concept over here of Kapara V'Tahara, which is accomplished in Yom Kippur, is symbolically demonstrated by the type of Bidikun the Kohen wears both outside and likewise inside the actual Kodesh HaKadoshim. I want to mention that Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his proofs for this thesis, quoted the Mishnah at the end of the last parak of Mesechtes Yomim, quotation C, where he brings the Maimer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Omer Rabbi Kiva Ashrechem Yisrael, Lefnein Yatem Betarim Yimetar Eschem. If you notice, the Mishnah has a double expression. Know in front of who you are aspiring to Metar yourself, and know who's being Metar you. Abish Rishmaim, Shnem Azlachim Yimayim Tehorim. But obviously he's talking about a double component part. He's talking about Klal Yisrael's aspiration for his own power, which means mankind's involvement in the Tshuva practice. And likewise, the realization that the final component part is through the agency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why he says later on, Nikveh Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Nikveh, Manikveh Matar HaSetmeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matar HaSetmeh. That to realize the actual Makkah Bepatrish, the final completion of the entire process, can only be accomplished through the agency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's again a basic buttressing of that specific thesis. I also want to mention that Rama at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, on quotation D on page 2, likewise almost says this explicitly if you look through the Lashon itself, where he basically says that by Klal Yisrael, being masculine believer, Lifrosh, Loisim Eitzes, Shehevi Navshel, the Meidas Atar, when he decides to basically become and do Tshuva Mi'ava, the Rama says, Our own Me'er is Rakli Maim Teherim, Vitahar Mechol Tumasechem, Kulech Al Kareschem, Hashem Barach Marabi Mechol Ket, Ob and Ashram Eitrein Omein, which means basically HaKadosh Baruch himself, the Chodi Atmo, is basically going to give a Makkah Patish in the actual Tara process. So once again, we have a proof of the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Matara on the actual Yom Tiv of Yom HaKippurim. Which now brings me to the next part of my shir. And that is, why is it that we find, you know, the concept of Tshuva Mi'ava, it's very nice to say the term Tshuva Mi'ava, but the only question we have to ask ourselves is, how do you practically teach a Baal HaBat to do Tshuva Mi'ava? Baal HaBat will ask you, what does Tshuva Mi'ava mean? It's a nice term to say. But what are the mechanisms with to accomplish this? To answer this question, we have one of the great Gedolei HaBalei HaMusar, the great Volozhin Rosh Yeshiva, the Chaim Volozhin, is Nefesh HaChaim makes a statement. And with this, all the other Bali Musa, Bali Hashkot, that build an entire binyan. This is quotation E on page 2. The Nefesh HaChaim says, if you look where it says, Ki Iker HaTshuva, Ki Iker HaTshuva HaShleima, HaMitis, She'i Me'aba Hurak Alidei Esek HaTori Karoi, which means, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, the only way Klal Yisrael are capable of achieving Tshuva Mi'Ava is only through the process of utilizing Torah as a mechanism to accomplish this. The only question is, what is the mechanism? How does learning Torah involve ourselves in the process of Tshuva Mi'Ava? So one of the ways I have to explain the Nefesh HaChaim is to utilize a very, you see this in Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvot, this is quotation F on page 2. But Rambam, in discussing the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, deals with the famous question which the Sifrei asks on the Pasuk Hat Hashem Elkecha, where the Sifrei asks the philosophical question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mitzvah klal yisrael to be eiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elkecha, ketzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporeal. With corporeal, how do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level to develop an emotional, intellectual kesher to Hashem, to mekayim the specific mitzvah saseh? So the Rambam says the answer to this question, which means to say that according to the Rambam, by a person involving himself in the study, in-depth study of Torah Lishma, and learning day and night and trying to basically perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personality as is depicted in the Torah, the person will develop Yedias Elohim by studying Torah, and therefore the more a person has Yedias Elohim, he will then come to an Avas Elohim. This concept of the Rambam is not merely found in the Sefer Mitzvot, but in actuality the Rambam articulates this baritz, and I have this for you on page 3 of the Maamar Kamos, when it comes to Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, quotation A, if you look in Halakha Vav, brings down in the last three lines, that the quad concept of love of Hashem depends upon the quotient of knowledge. The amount of knowledge you possess will determine the amount of love. The more you do it, the more you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The less knowledge you have, the less love. The Rambam says, if you therefore want to have a formula of how a person becomes a Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look back on the way I described in Perek Daled Hilchos Yesodei Torah. And there the Rambam says that if a person wants to reach the highest level of Avo, the way to accomplish it is by basically doing Basav Yai, which means learning Kol HaTeva Kula, specifically Teresh Lepeh, as interpreted Teresh Beksad. And then afterwards, once you've been more like face with that, involve yourself in physics and metaphysical speculation. But according to Rambam, this is the only way of coming to a concept of Yedias Elokim. We therefore have that according to the Chaim Balazim, the understanding that as far as he's concerned, Tshuva Mi'Ava only is accomplished when a person develops an Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could only be accomplished by Limud Torah that brings a person to the specific level of Avodas Hashem. So therefore the formula which is espoused by Chaim Volozhin and other Gedolim to accomplish Tshuva Mi'Ava is basically the concept of Esek HaTorah. The good way of being Mis'arim Baal Batim, but obviously speaking, to accomplish Erem Kol Shana Kula if they really want to achieve that specific level of spirituality. Which now brings me to the next part of my shir. And that is the following. How does all of this binyan answer the first question I posed in the beginning of my question? How do we basically, after all of that I said, answer the first question, and that is the Medrash Tukumu, the Medrash Tukumu seems to give us the opinion that Goyim do not possess the ability to do tshuva. So to answer this, I'd like to give the Yisod, which I saw quoted by Rav Zolti, but the Yisod that he developed that I want to embellish a little bit. He points out, if you take all these sodas, the Makaros I just quoted to you, he says the following. If according to the basic substance of what I presented to you, Tshuva Mi'Ava could only be accomplished by a person being involved in Limud HaTorah the way that we know best, then could obviously this is something which precludes Goyim. The Goyim can never basically be in the level of Tshuva Mi'Ava. Why? So first of all, we have a concept, the Gemara says, the Gemara Dashan, the Torah Sivalon, and Moshe, the Kodesh Vahakov, that is a halakha that Torah is given to Klai, so not given to the Goyim. Number two, the Gemara says, in Mesechus Sanhedrin Nantes, that a Goy Shalom and Torah Chaim Isa, so he can't learn the Torah that's needed for this prerequisite. When it comes to Klai, it's being mostly Torah to Goyim, the Gemara says in Mesechus, Yigimo, also Lim, so different Torah Lakhu, which means we can't teach the Goyim. They can't learn it by themselves, and basically we can't give it to them. What happens if a Goy is a Chacham? He learns it by himself. The base of Tavius Mechadish, a Teledic Yisrael, based laid on Twimich, that based upon the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kapitul Kufnem Zayin, Magad Devar Liyakov, Kufnemish Potit Yisrael, Vasochin Hil Chagoy, Mish Potom Ba Yedun, that based upon the Pasuk, he says the following, The Gemara says in the Sefthis Megillah, Avavim Abeis, Yigati Mitzvati Tami. It's a very Dover Pashut. If a person puts the energy involved in analyzing the text of the Torah, you'll understand Pshutish Mikra. You'll understand Pshutish Gemara. But to become a phenomenal Lamdan and Amikin, Teresh Lotan, for that you need the Gemara says Siyata Dishmaya. So basically, Levi says, Siyata Dishmaya of learning Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael. It was not given to the Umas Olam. And that is why over the centuries, there were a lot of guys who were able to bring together Mamari Chazal and make fancy books on what the Talmud is all about, the introduction to the Talmud. But to learn a pshat in the Gemara, to give a lumdash pshat, and to give a psak aloch, and no guy in the world was ever able to accomplish. According to the Beis Halevi, this is a metaphysical phenomenon that is based upon a concept of Klal Yisrael's spirituality, which is unique to Atzelem Elokim. But Soloveitchik, our Rav, once said many times in his drashas, that Klal Yisrael, when they came to Har Sinai, were given because of the Kedush Yisrael a special Tzelem Elokim, up and above the Tzelem Elokim that all of Tzelem have in the time of Riyas Ola. The concept of Tzelem Elokim, specifically as the Rambam explains in Marna Buchim, talks about the capabilities of Klal Yisrael utilizing their Tzelem Elokim to understand the Chachmas Hashem Bebriya, the Chachmas Hashem in the Torah, which means our Tzelem Elokim is fine to the point that we're able to understand the Torah on that level, that by doing such, they're able to reach the level of Avas Hashem, which is supposed to be accomplished by Limud HaTorah, which means that das, that's supposed to lead to Ava, which can only be accomplished by Torah Lishma, the only ones who are capable of accomplishing it, according to the Rav, using his great-grandfather, is basically Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, what the measures of the Azinu mentioned before is the following. When it comes to Yisrael Shemesh Padav, we say it only applies to Chazut Dun Tshuva, that's referring to Tshuva on the highest conceptual level. Tshuva of Ava, where basically the Zidam is not Sukhazakya. That, the Medrash says, only applies to Chazut when they do Tshuva Miava, and that only Chazut are able to do. The Uma Cheres, who Chazut are not on that specific spiritual level, the most they can accomplish is the Zonosh, become Shkagot, to erase the Maisa Veda, should be punished like that Anshin Inveh, but to bring it up to the level of Zakiyot, they should raise themselves to a high spiritual plateau, that the Goyim are not capable of doing. In fact, I want to mention as well that even the Goyim, when it comes to their mitzvahs, if you notice, Shemit B'nai Noah, all of them are Lashon Bo. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, we basically are the first to have a mitzvah of a positive mitzvah when it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's again to show that the concept of Klal Yisrael is not merely negative and don't. It's a concept of a positivism of trying to bring yourself to a higher plateau. I want to mention Sukkot-wise. If you look in the Pasuk in Pashas Nasa, where the Pasuk is Darshan from Yisrael Shem Panav Elecha, what is the Pasuk that precedes that? The Pasuk says, Yerah Shem Panav Elecha V'Yifanecha. The Sifrei comments, what is that Pasuk referring to? Limud HaTorah. That by a person learning Torah, what's the accomplishment? Yisrael Shem Panav Elecha. The Pasuk which relates to the concept of Klal Yisrael Tshuving Tshuvim Tshuvim Yavah. So, but obviously, even the juxtaposition of the Pasuk from Sinti Merama is this specific concept. One more Yisrael I want to leave you with, and that is, ultimately, what is the unique Yisrael of the Aseret Mei Tshuva? So far, what I've explained to you is what is the uniqueness of Yom Kippur, why we need Yom Kippur, why Tshuva has to be done together with Yom Kippur, what Klal Yisrael's unique Tshuva is, but what is the basic modus operandi when it comes to Aseret Mei Tshuva? But concerning this, I want to mention to you that there is a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotation C in Yomar Mekamot, where the Gemara brings two midrashim that all of us in our drashas mention continuously. The first part of the Medrash says, Amar Lefanei B'Rav Rosh Hashanah Malki Zerchanah Shoshofra. We have to mention on when it comes to the theme of the Brachos in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Malki Zerchanah Shoshofra. Malki is the reason is Kedei Shentavokhein Olechem, in order we should bring Hashem's Malki upon us. Zerchanah is Kedei Shiyal Zerchanah upon us. I will take it, that we should basically have our memory be brought in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubameh B'Shofra, what do we accomplish this with the Shofra? What is the basic thrust of this specific Medrash Chazal? So I believe the basic thrust is very simple. What the Medrash is basically telling us is that the tachlis behind the entire experience of Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, perhaps even Chodesh Elul, is the concept of basically speaking, involving ourselves in the Tshuva process of developing a sensitivity to Emes Adin. The field that there's a melech of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a malch of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in fact, B'nisa Chafila, what we say when it comes to the Shemoneh Esrei of these specific days, what is the basic lashon, the thrust of the Rosh Hashanah and the Sesame Shuvah, the Chaim Pachtav Hashem Elkein Al Kon Maaseh and Moskal Maaseh Barasa, the concept of Eimav and Pachtav Kodesh Baruch Hu infusing our entire being. So therefore, the Tachlis, specifically speaking, of the concept of the Rosh Hashanah and the entire awe of the Sesame Shuvah is to instill this specific meaning in Klal Yisrael. What is the Tachlis behind the concept of Yom Kippur? So over here I want to point out to you that the Tachlis of Yom Kippur, Chazal say, is the concept of Mechilas Avonah. But they use an interesting term, the Simcha of Mechilas Avonos. If I bring into play what I mentioned before, if Klal Yisrael able to Tshuva Miava, to finally reach their act, we call the ultimate level of Tshuva Miava on Yom Kippur, through our Kodesh Baruch Hu's agency, It therefore means the actual theme that we have on Yom Kippur, the final completion theme, would be the one of Simcha, Simcha Bechilas Avaynus. Now, where do we see this in certain things that we do? What came to mind is the fact that there's a Tekiyas HaShofar we blow on Rosh Hashanah, and the Tekiyas HaShofar we blow at the end of Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, the Tekiyas HaShofar we blow is basically the Tashrat. It symbolizes, the Gemara says, Yolalu Bechik, which means the basic concept of the Tekiyas HaShofar Rosh Hashanah, the theme is one of trepidation, of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Emes Adin. When it comes to the Tekiyas HaShofar we blow at the end of Yom Kippur, Mamish, at the end of Nila, it's one Kol Gadol. What does that Kol Gadol represent? So it came to mind, what that Kol Gadol represents is basically the Kol Gadol we heard at Harsinai at the time of Kabbalah Torah. We have the Pasuk says, specifically speaking, the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, so the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vayi Kol HaShofar HaHolech V'Chazek Me'od, Moshidav El Kim Yanan Emukol, which means the way the Klais were able to show the awareness of them being Pogesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having a Pegish, which will embellish this. The Medrash then asked the obvious question, Lama Teikim, Lama Tokim B'Shef Sh'ayim. Why do we bedafki use a ram's horn when it comes to the Kiyas HaShofar? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tikul Upon the Shofar, Sh'ayil, Desh Eskel Lechem HaKedis Yitzchok Ben Avraham, Uman Lechem Kiyal Kaskam Lech Atem Lechem Lepanah, which means we basically build a Shofar to Meramez HaKedis Yitzchok. Besides the historical Kesher between HaKedis Yitzchok and the Aseis Mechuba, I believe there's another conceptual connection based upon what I just told you. Chazal tell us that when Avraham performed the HaKedis Yitzchok, we came toward the actual completion of the Akeda. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, "Al tishlach yocha na al tasamu, ki ata yedati ki..." talking about Basor and Nesner, it's not Avram Rodi, Hamiki Bosh, Avram Rodi, Kavish Baruch. All the Nisim that he, Nisim Nisim that he went through was to basically show and test the stamina, his spiritual stamina came to the meat of Abbas Hashem. So you need to say when it came to the ultimate Nisayim, the Akedah Zayitzvah, over here is that Toyedadik, you're able to matah. Phenomenal letdown. To say now I know your fear of God. You say, Atoyedadik, Ey Vashem Matah. What type of Yiras Elohim? We all know conceptually, Yiras Hakim is a lower dagger of Eidus Hashem than Abbas Hashem, and that's why, quite obviously speaking, the Ramban says in the Perish on the Medrash, which brought down the Sephora section in Pashas Fayikara, that is why Mitzvah Seh Dofa learns to say, based upon the concept of Eidus Hashem the Abba, which is known to be, take place, to be persigned upon the Mitzvah Seh, is those of the low Seh, which is basically being Eidus Hashem Yira. That's why Abba is Mizgaga over all the year, because the Midah of Abba is a greater Midah. So if that's the case, if Avram already personified Avas Hashem, what is the point to say about Toyidat Tikirei L'Kimatah? So I found later on that the Throt B'Shem, the Chazanish, the Pshat on this, but he says that the answer to this is very simple. That in actuality, the concept of the word Yira in Tanakh has really basically two Movadim. And the two Movadim basically are found in the Rambam. One is the movement of Yira Tachonesh, which is the way we colloquially explain it. But another movement on Yira is basically the one that's mentioned by Ram and Hook, which is the Tereferic Dalit called Yira's Haramumus. What the Chazanish is Mechadish is that when it comes to Abbas Hashem, there's two levels of Abbas Hashem. There's Abbas Hashem that's very emotional, it's an Abba Makelsa Shira. There's another Abbas Hashem that's based upon a person reaching a certain type of intellectual plateau. Literally, you are psychologically, emotionally, intellectually involved with that Kaddish Baruch Hu. Not because of an emotionalism, but because of an intellectualism. According to Rambam, intellectual love is a much more stable love than emotional love. So therefore, let me bring this into play. When it came to Avram, one of the basic claims everybody had on Avram is that the reason Avram loved the Kaddish Baruch Hu is because there was an emotionalism involved. Avram Kaddish is a sugar, but Yashkim Avram Baboyke is the Pasha starts off. Perhaps it was a give and take. He was selfish. He wanted Hashem to give him money, therefore he's going to go over to Hashem. They were basically saying Avram had a love that was basically a love based upon a certain emotional, perhaps a reciprocal type of benefit. The Akedah Yitzchak status was to demonstrate to the world that he had reached the level of a love of a year as Haramulus. He totally was so intellectual that, but obviously speaking, even though he's lose everything he possibly has, but Shechting Yitzchak, he's willing to mockery of his entire life of Avodah Hashem based upon this meat of Yiras HaRamus. When the Kaddish Baruch Hu came to Avram, he said, I tell you that, the year referring to Yiras HaRamus, but Yiras HaRamus means the highest conceptual format of love. I later found out, I saw that the Bina Bakhti in the Perish to Chumash says, specifically, not Yiras HaRamus, but he says Yiras HaRamus. So this specific shot was later on confirmed by the Bina Bakhti's Perish on this specific passage in Pashas Vayera. And what does this benefit us? We therefore see that the actual Nisayim, but the case is that it demonstrates Klal Yisrael, and specifically Avram, personifying Klal Yisrael, reaching the highest level of Eidus Hashem, and that is the concept of Yiras HaRamus, Avas Hashem. The importance is that since the whole purpose of Eidus Mechuga, from starting to blow the show from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is to bring us from Yiras Hashem to Avas Hashem. And not just any Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem, the highest intellectual plane of Ava that is mentioned by before the famous Chaim Olajin, that through 8 of the 30 days of him will become Eidus Hashem, Avas Hashem, Duchuv, and Ava. If that's the purpose behind us, basically learning, doing also this preparatory work, blowing the shofar that is made from the ego, from the actual ayal, is meramis to us the avodas Hashem that was done by Avraham v'Yitzchak at the Akedah v'Yitzchak, and we're basically saying that we are striving to basically duplicate what they did. The same way, but obviously they, through their spiritual exposure to that specific Nisayin of the Akedah, were able to show their ability to raise themselves to a higher spiritual plateau, the Yiras HaRamus, to Avot, to that specific level. We are therefore also aspiring to accomplish this likewise during this specific Tukufa. And therefore, the Medrash says that if you place the Vod the Shofar and get the measure behind the Shofar, the ultimate result is you will accomplish what the Akedah was able to demonstrate. So reaching and attaining to the Yiras HaRamus in that level of Avas Hashem. And that's basically the reason that we end off Yom Kippur, blowing the shofar, the Bedakta Maramez, we basically reached the level of Kabbalah Sotera and Yiras HaRamus, which Avram Yitzchak were able to accomplish in their specific Vodas Hashem. You therefore have in front of you a very quick overview of Midrashi Chazal to basically demonstrate the connected link between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the purpose of the shofar, bringing it all together with the concept of Tshuva, and could obviously, knowing your capabilities, you'll be able to develop it, and could obviously all have a wonderful Kippur Simit Teva.
It means strange worship. It means serving the Kaddish Baruch Hu in any way not authenticated by the halakha. For example, we know in the Kuzari that the king wanted to do everything right. He used the idiom of my Uncle Harry. He said, walk on 57th Street in Philadelphia.